Welcome back to the Silver Boys Podcast. I am your host, Cam Silver.
Yo, I am your co-host, Kyle Silver.
Before we actually get into what we got to get into, I just want to give a huge shout out to everybody that has been supporting us all the way up until like right now. You guys have been giving us so much great feedback. I feel like every day I wake up, you know, my dad is telling me somebody new. No, my mom's telling me somebody new that's giving us great feedback. So appreciate all you guys. Thank you so much. Keep tuning in. Tell a friend. You know, we're just two, you know, 20-year-olds just trying to, you know, liven up the game, make it more young because, you know, coming into the leagues now, everything is young. So why not us, you know, change the tide in the industry, yes, you know what I mean? So
yes, sir. Let's get our name out there, you know what I mean? Thank you for everybody that's helping us get our name out there and everything.
Yes.
We appreciate it deeply, deeply and sincerely.
Yes, indeed. Okay, so this week was tough because not much was going on. You know, the NBA is in the All-Star break. No more football for right now. So College basketball
has ramped up. It's definitely going to be basketball season. Really has taken full effect now. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's taken over. You know, the sports airwaves. It's going to, at least over the next couple of weeks.
Right.
You know, with the NBA coming back. So yeah, it's gonna be a nice couple months of just basketball. You know what I mean, Cam? So,
yeah. I'm excited.
Me too.
So the Big Ten. The Big Ten is in, it feels like everybody's just like tied up together,
mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, it's like, it's really a bottleneck right now.
Yeah.
Especially like in like that fourth, fifth, sixth seed, like, you know what I mean? Seventh.
Yeah, and you know, our Rutgers boys are right in the middle of that. And
like dead middle.
Thursday, they're taking on Michigan.
Yes, sir.
Which they're tied with.
Yes,
in the conference,
sir.
So
yes,
this
sir.
Is
that's a big bragging rights game, you know what I mean?
Just
because you want to have that win over them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and you need that win because you want to put yourself in great position in a conference tournament when that comes up in a couple of weeks too.
Absolutely, I agree.
Well, it's a few teams that I'm looking at, but we'll stay on Rutgers for right now. They just got a big win. They just snapped their 3-game losing streak against Wisconsin. They won by 1 point. It's not going to get any easier. It's
definitely only going to get harder from here just because of, like, you know how it's like we said, it's getting to the latter parts of the season where, like, you know what I mean? Like, things are going to start ramping up. You know, these kids and like, these guys are going to start the game is going to, not that it meant more before, but it means more now.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they're closing in on it. You can see the finish line. You can see the light at the end of the tunnel. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
So this is important. It's important in basketball that they're going to be playing every night, and you gotta win every game that you can. You know what I mean?
Every night is going to be a dogfight.
Every night. Just to try and get that dub.
It's no nights off. And for Rutgers especially, Rutgers has a chance to win every night only if Cam Spencer plays good. Against Wisconsin, he scored 22. But then in the 3-game losing streak, against Indiana, he had 14. Against, who else was it? Against Nebraska, he only had, I believe it was, 8 points against... Yeah, like against Illinois, he only had 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to come to play. But then so there's other guys that have to come in too. Cliff is going to have to do what he has to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hyatt has to step up with Mag out now. And Paul McKay, I feel like he's doing great in terms of him distributing the ball as he usually does, setting up the table for the rest of the guys. But I feel like he has to start scoring a lot more too in order for Rutgers to reach where they want to go, and they can reach where they want to go because to me the league is still wide open. They've already beaten Purdue
mm-hmm.
before. They've beaten Northwestern before. They've mm-hmm. beaten Indiana before. They've beaten the guys who are favorites to win the tournament.
Absolutely, yeah. I agree with you. Like, if you beat them guys once before, so you can beat them again
exactly.
on any given day. You know what I mean? So all it really is about is coming to play and playing your best basketball. You can't be inconsistent.
Right.
You know what I mean? That 14-8, 2 games, you can't have those games as Cam Spencer.
Right.
If this team relies on you, you know what I mean?
Correct.
And this team is, like, looking to you to be that scorer, or you know what I mean? Like, you know, get them in a position to get all the guys in the positions that they need to be in order to maximize their potential. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just, you know, for the time that they have, especially in college, you know what I mean? And they want to win just as bad as anybody else wants to win because they only got a short amount of time in there. So, you know what I mean? You got to get what you can get out of these players and, you know, stay consistent, score when you can score, play best basketball. And Rutgers has the ability to do that. They have the talent to do that.
Correct.
It's just about getting there and actually just getting to the end of the road and finishing it out strong, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because for so long, I feel like Rutgers has been just, like, on the back burner. And then, like, this year and upcoming years, like, they're going to be – like, we're going to be talking about them more. Like,
oh,
you
yeah,
know what
for
I mean?
Sure. Especially, you know, they had a big signing earlier this season. And I believe his name is Ace Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had a chance to go to a school like Auburn, but then wants to come up here to a school like Rutgers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Peichel is doing his thing right now.
Yes, sir.
And I feel like, you know, you get another 4-star, 5-star recruit. Now we're talking a different ball game.
Exactly. Like, once you get those recruits, because think about it, like, how all this NIL deal stuff changes the way players are going to start moving around the country. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you could – if a player finds it lucrative and a good enough position for him to come into Rutgers, and Rutgers, like, you know, makes that attractive to them, there's no reason why that they can't get, like you said, a 4-star, 5-star recruit. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right. But yeah, no, I'm excited for what Rutgers can bring, what they have going on for them. They, you know, they're one of those teams where if you're not careful, they will come and get you.
If you're not careful, yeah, they'll sneak up on you.
Yeah.
They'll sneak up on you. Absolutely. But like two and three over the last 5 games, you know, just you got to be more consistent. I remember when we talked about it like a couple of weeks ago, I asked for 3-2. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I asked for 3-2.
Right. But they gave you the opposite.
They had that 5 games left since the last time we talked. I asked for 3-2. Since then, they're 2-3.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're flipping it. So I need they can still close it out strong though.
Yeah.
Still got 2 games left in February. So we'll see what happens.
Right. They'll be fine.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Talking about the rest of the Big Ten. Zach Edey is one of the best big men in the game, and so is Trayce Jackson-Davis. Zach Edey, he's averaging 22 points and 12.7 rebounds. You know, he's a 7-footer. Over the years, he has grown into the role that he's playing now. He's a willing passer, can get rebounds, he can score around the rim, a good pick and roller. You know, he's starting to I feel like every game that I've watched him so far, he's become better and better and better. Trayce Jackson-Davis, averaging 20.5 points per game but 11 rebounds. He's a monster.
That's mean.
He's a monster.
That's mean, yeah.
You know, and he's smaller than Zach Edey, but he can get with the best of them. He has great footwork.
That's important.
Great footwork. I've seen this guy do up and unders. I've seen him, run the court very well, rim run very well. So those are two guys that I say out there that if you haven't watched the Big Ten, that those are two guys that that should be on your radar. Going into the Big East, first of all, give a big shout out to Corey Floyd Jr. who's doing his thing over at Providence. Providence right now is in a 3-way tie for second with Xavier and Creighton. Creighton earlier in the season, they weren't so hot because of the injuries that they had, but lately they've been trending up. Lately, they're on their way to doing what they have to do. Marquette is another team that a lot of people don't know about who is doing their thing right now. They're in the number one spot in the Big East and more than likely going to take the regular season championship. So rolling into the Big East tournament is going to be very big because you got about, give or take, 4 to 5 teams who could take it.
Gotcha. Got you. Yeah, that's interesting then, because that means it's really up for grabs. It's not like it's just one team that you know what I mean, is going to take it all home. Like, you don't really know.
Correct.
At this point now.
Correct.
I don't know.
I sure don't. Yeah. I'm sitting there, like, every Providence game that I could watch, I'm watching every Providence game because, like I said, giving a shout-out to Corey Ford Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what was it, last weekend they had just lost to St. John's. You know, they were ranked 20th.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were, you know, they had a streak going a pretty good streak going earlier, a little like earlier in the season, where they were, you know, they were just going through everybody. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, then they start slipping up here and there, you know, now they're in a three-way tie for second. You know, Marquette is one of those teams where they're under the radar, mm-hmm. but they're a team who's a big threat to anybody.
Anybody. That makes sense. Okay. So, I can't argue with that yeah. at all, really. You know what I mean? 14-3 Marquette is, you know what I mean? Home, they're 14-1. That's big, you
That's
know,
huge.
Away 7-4, three-game win streak. They're playing strong basketball, you know what I mean? I can't argue with that. They're playing top-tier basketball,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Top of their conference basketball.
Yeah.
And like you said, they're sneaky because you don't hear really a lot about them at all. Yeah, they're real sneaky, so that's interesting.
But let's go into the Big 12. This is arguably, this is to me the most exciting conference right now. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They have 6 teams that's ranked in the top 25 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas and Texas are both 11-4. And then you have Kansas State and Baylor at 9-6. And then you have Iowa State and TCU. They're pretty much right there, neck and neck with each other. Iowa State is 8-7, TCU is 7-8.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. That's crazy.
That to have one, two, like you said, six teams out of 11, 8, 9 out of 11, 10. You know what I mean? 6 teams that are ranked in that's a powerhouse. Right, that's a powerhouse conference right there. Even though, like, you know what I mean, like TCU don't really like 7-8 playing like basketball,
yeah.
like okay basketball. You know what I mean? Even with Iowa State, okay basketball, Baylor, like, you know, they're playing okay too. You know what I mean? But a lot of these, you know, a lot of those teams that, you know, ranked 9, ranked 23, ranked 24, they're losing. You know what I mean? It's not like so. I mean, it's kind of interesting to see that as we're sitting here. You know what I mean? Just
right.
because. You see that these teams, like, maybe aren't as strong as you thought that they were.
Correct.
You know what I mean? And that they're still ranked. So
still
is that going to affect the rankings in terms of, like, will they get bumped up? Will they get bumped out? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is what I mean when I say, like, this last stretch is important because, you know what I mean? You never know what can happen.
Like, I watched Kansas face Baylor last week. Baylor went up, I believe, by at least, like, 15 in the first half.
That's mean.
And I'm sitting there, I'm like, man, like, I don't. You know, I was about to turn the game off.
Mm-hmm.
I stay and I watch the second half, and Kansas just loses their minds. They come back and they just mollywop Baylor, like something I was. I was sitting there.
Oh my
I was
God.
Sitting there, bro. I don't. I was sitting there. I was like, yo, there's no way in the world they haven't missed a shot, like.
Kansas has always been like one of those, like, that's, you know, what are they ranked right now? 3? Yeah, they're always top 5.
Yeah, and the great thing about them is that they have returning players from last year's national championship team.
Mm.
So for them to sit there and, you know, to more than likely do it all over again.
Yeah, it really could happen.
I mean,
I think Kansas is, like, really genuine to me. I think Kansas is up there with, like, Duke and Kentucky. Just
oh, yeah, they're for sure blue blood.
Yes, absolutely. Just because, like, they're always up there with the best of the best. Like,
oh, yeah,
like,
no
like
matter
you
what.
Said, you know what I mean? So that's really important. And
yeah.
The fact that you just said that they mollywalked Baylor after being down 15, like, that just shows you who they are. Like, they got that championship pedigree, like, in them, within – that's like it's walking through their halls with them, like
yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Down there in Kansas.
And,
so.
And they have arguably the best player in the country in Jalen Wilson, who's averaging 20 points per game right now.
Mm.
So Kansas is just one of those teams where no matter what happens, their talent will take over.
Yeah.
And another team that I like a lot is Kansas State. You know, they got Keontae Johnson, who's averaging 17.6 points per game and 7.2 rebounds. And then they also have this small guard, Marquise Noel, who, big shout-outs to him because he is a New York point guard. He went to Bishop Laughlin, where both my parents went to high school at. You know, now he's down there at K-State doing his thing. And he's averaging 16.8 points per game, 7.6 assists per game, and 2.2 steals.
Oh.
He's an undersized point guard.
No, but he's still playing.
He playing, though. Yeah, he balling.
He playing his heart out.
I'm watching this dude. He's hitting threes from the logo. Like, we're talking, yeah, we're talking, like, past 28 foot. You know, he's out there.
Really?
Yes, yes. His pick and rolls are filthy. He's just throwing up lobs to everybody.
He sounds like a guard that understands the game.
He does.
Truly.
He
like,
does.
Truly.
Just get, like, literally, you could tell coach just gives him the ball and lets him do what he has to do.
He lets him run the offense the way he wants to, basically. He has that free reign. That's kind of crazy for college.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Because you don't see that.
Not a lot.
You don't see that at all.
Not a lot. So I would say to all those out there who have not been watching the Big 12 or haven't had a chance to watch the Big 12, watch Kansas State. Watch how they operate. Watch how they move. That is going to be a team that that when we get down to the tournament, to the big dance, that's going to be a team that you're going to want to have in your bracket.
I got you. Definitely. You got me hyped about this. What's his name again?
Marquise Noel.
Yeah, you got me hyped about him. I'm gonna check him out most definitely.
I've been keeping up with him for a minute now.
Yes, sir. That's fire.
Going into the SEC, Alabama is not just a football school.
No, it is not.
Alabama is not just a football school. They have this kid, Brandon Miller, who is looking to be a top five pick. He's 6'9". He could do any and everything that you want him to do. He could, you know, take you off the dribble, catch and shoot. He knows how to relocate. He understands the game. Alabama from top to bottom is arguably one of the best teams in the country.
Yeah.
Easily.
It's crazy what's going on, like, surrounding Brandon Miller, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and the whole thing going on. I don't have the official details, so I won't.
Yeah, we don't want to, like, you know, put that out there like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. But
yeah, the basics, the surrounding story of it is insane in and of itself. And if you haven't seen it or heard about it, I definitely, like...
Yes, please do check that out.
Check that out, most definitely.
So... But that Bama is a team that, in every right, has a chance to win the whole thing, both in the SEC and both in the Big Dance Tournament. Kentucky has had one of the most up and down seasons I have ever seen.
Very up and down.
I've never seen Kentucky like this before ever.
Yeah, usually like they're top of the top, like, you know, cream of the crop, like staying up there, and they're not even ranked, like, you know what I mean? So that says a lot.
But credit to John Calipari, credit to the kids there. They never gave up on each other.
Never.
They're still there. You know, they just beat Tennessee again, who was a top 10 team.
Yep.
So very excited to see what they could do. They also just beat Florida on Wednesday night, which is another big quad one win for them. That's also helping their case, getting them into the big tournament.
Yes, sir.
And if they could finish well, and if they could finish out the regular season well, then after that they can give themselves maybe a double bye in their conference tournament, which would, you know,
that would help
them
a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most definitely. Texas A&M though too, man.
Yeah.
Texas A&M.
That's another team like Marquette where they are flying low under the radar,
ranked 25th, you know, win streak of 6, 13-2, 14-1, you know, home, like 6-3 away. Strong basketball right there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's strong, strong basketball.
That's another team where I for sure will be watching them closely.
Yeah, I'm going to watch them more as well, yeah.
So I'm excited. I'm excited for what we are in store for.
Yes, sir.
I just want, you know, like I said, just giving you guys a little peek into what the college basketball landscape is looking like right now, because we are getting into where it's the nitty gritty now. Every game is a dogfight. I don't care who you're playing. I don't care if you're the first team playing the last team.
Yeah.
Every game is a dogfight.
You gotta come in to win every time, every game. It's no room for errors anymore.
Correct. Okay, so like we said, this past weekend for the NBA, it was the All-Star weekend. Nothing all that spectacular to me really happened except for the slam dunk contest.
Slam dunk, man. Hey, shout out Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes for that movie White Men Can't Jump.
Because
I guess they can. I guess they can.
They sure can.
You know what I mean? Nah, I'm just playing. But still, Mac McClung been that dude since high school, man.
Yeah.
I know me and you have been following him since out of high school.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like low-key a a little disappointed, like, that he was in the that he's in the G League. Like, you know what I mean? Because I think he's actually a really good basketball player, like, and somebody that brings excitement to the game too. You know what I mean?
I remember, you know, sitting there with my pops. I think it was like pretty much after his last dunk. I said, you know, he's the kicking ball, but then the one thing that is that he's inconsistent. That's the only thing.
That's his problem. I agree.
That's the only thing. But going back to what he did in the slam dunk contest, bro, he had all the superstars on the sideline losing their minds.
like going crazy. Like Giannis. You haven't seen that since like Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon. Just like going way, way back when you see the clips of Vince Carter dunking. Like, you know what I mean? Like that was fire to see.
Pascal Siakam had a camcorder. I haven't seen one of those in years.
Your camcorder.
I haven't seen one of those. I feel like I haven't seen one of those since like 06 or something like that. Like, so he had a camcorder. Giannis looked like, every time Mac dunked the ball, Giannis looked like he's seen the greatest dunk of all time.
Yeah, pretty much. Giannis was hyped for after every single one. Mac McClung was putting on a show for them, man.
And
he really genuinely was.
My favorite one is when he did the reverse where he clutched it and he hezzied. And then he put it down.
Put it back.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, that was mean. That was mean.
I froze for a second. I was like, yo, Sanders, what in the world?
I just wish, like, we get to see, like, those you know, like, the Ja Morants. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the Zion. Like, you know, Aaron Gordon again.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I wish we could see those guys. I wish they were just, like, as committed as, like, they used to be back in, like, you know what I mean? Like, the 80s and 90s. Because It wasn't just like about like putting on a show for the fans. I feel like back then it was
bragging rights.
It was like they wanted to win. They wanted that trophy.
Going back, you know, to all the young kids out there that are probably listening to this, going back and watching Michael Jordan's slam dunk contest. Those are like some of my first memories coming. You know, like those are like, I used to have a VCR tape of like all the top NBA like moments in history, and that was like one of my first memories. So just watching how seriously they took it versus like where we are now, and that's not just the slam dunk contest, that's every event.
I agree,
you know, like Stephen A the other day was blaming, oh, the reason why people won't do the slam dunk contest is because of LeBron. I feel like in our generation we blame LeBron for everything, but we can't do that.
I don't think we can, because I still, like, I can see why, I see his point. His point is that he's the leading face of the NBA.
Correct.
And that, like, he should want to participate in those kind of things, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because he has that ability and that, you know, that jaw-dropping factor about him. But then it's like, you can't blame him for other people not wanting to go, either. You know what I mean? You can't, because they're not as excited as they used to be for it.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
The players themselves, you know? It's not like it's not attractive to them anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean? As it used to be.
Correct.
And I don't necessarily blame that on LeBron. I blame that on the league more than anything.
Yeah, that's the culture of the league now. So, you know, blaming that on LeBron is kind of premature in my opinion, but hey, to each his own, I guess, right? But let's move on to the second half of the season. So Russell Westbrook is now a Clipper.
Yeah, that's big.
That's huge.
That's big. I'm happy for him.
I am too.
Me too. I'm still happy. I'm so happy he's in the league. Shout out to my man Russ. I love Russ forever and forever always. It's just, you know, I'm happy. You know, maybe that'll force Kawhi to play a little bit more, not load management so much now that he's got an Energizer Bunny and Russ. You know what I mean? But I know Russ is always going to show up. I'm interested to see how Ty Lue is going to put him in a position to win.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because if anybody can, I think it would be Ty Lue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And another big one is the Miami Heat getting Kevin Love.
Yeah, that's big too.
That's huge.
I question if he'll like impact them like winning
in a big way. Yeah,
you know what I mean. That's what I question. I mean, I don't question like his veteran leadership, like, you know, in the locker room if they might need that and somebody that can play. It's not like veteran leadership and Udonis Haslam, but you know what I mean. That's all I'm trying to say. But at least he has that experience there of being on the court.
Right.
You know?
Correct.
So that's what I take away from it. It wasn't more like, it was just more of like a locker room move than a
actual like move on the court.
Yes.
I feel you.
You know what I mean?
I feel you. Yeah. But hey, the second half of the NBA season is coming up. It's gonna be great. The race for these playoff spots is gonna be very crucial. But we will get into that next week.
Yes, sir. We got basketball back on this weekend. You know, we'll see what happens. We'll come back and talk about it next week.
Yes, indeed. Once again, thank you all for your support. Love each and every single one of y'all. You guys make my day, and I love doing this for you guys. So, this is Cam Silver.
This is Kyle Silver.
And that is the Silver Boys Podcast. We'll see you next week.